Foundation run by trans billionaire funds overnight camp for transgender and non-binary 8-year-olds. By Spencer Lindquist on September 3, 2022. The Ta'ani Foundation, created by a transgender billionaire, funds an overnight camp for transgender 8-year-olds. The foundation has also put $1 million into Lurie Children's Hospital, which performs sex change operations. The Ta'ani Foundation donated at least $25,000 to Harbor Camps, which runs an overnight summer camp program for transgender and non-binary youth ages 8 through 18. The goal of the camp is to build confidence, resilience, and community for transgender and non-binary youth and their families through camp experiences. Their website boasts that they are the first ever summer camp established for transgender and non-binary/gender non-conforming youth. The website states that campers sleep in cabins with others of the same age group and choose bunkmates with similar or varied gender identities, and also notes campers and counselors are called by their preferred name and pronoun. Many of our staff members are trans and non-binary/non-conforming, and all serve as great role models, the site also notes. Camp Paranutic, a program of Harbor Camps, fully displays their adherence to woke dogma on their diversity, equity, and inclusion page. We would also like to challenge the image of the outdoors and campus spaces primarily for white people, the site reads. We strive to uphold anti-racist values, and we condemn acts of interpersonal, institutional, and systemic racism. At the same time, we acknowledge that we have been part of a larger system that shows preference toward white experiences and has not paid enough attention to BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color, experiences, it adds. The camp also sets aside money specifically for non-white staff members' travel expenses. The site explains we have an equity fund for staff of color and other staff applicants from underrepresented staff groups. Funds are made available to pay for travel expenses for these staff if needed, in addition to salary. Camp Paranutic also notes that they are expanding our recruiting strategies to hire more trans and non-binary staff of color. In addition, the camp encourages people to read various texts associated with critical race theory, such as 106 Things White People Can Do for Racial Justice. The camp also hopes that children will be exposed to critical race theory before attending their programs. We ask all parents/guardians to read specific age-appropriate books on racism from the BLM Online Instructional Library and talk to their children about these books and topics prior to the summer, the site reads. In addition to funding Harbor Camps, Ta'ani Foundation also donated $1 million to Lurie Children's Hospital and is at the center of much of the push to normalize child transgenderism. The Ta'ani Foundation was started by Colonel Jennifer Pritzker, one of 11 billionaire heirs in the Chicago-based Pritzker clan, and is the world's only known transgender billionaire according to Forbes. The Ta'ani Foundation gave a $1 million grant to the Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago in 2016, which supported the Children's Hospital's gender and sex development program. The program offers a number of medical interventions, including puberty suppression, hormone therapy, and referrals for sex change operations. Division head of adolescent and young adult medicine Robert Garofalo admitted in a video that there is not a full range of evidence to support the treatments that we're using. In addition, the Children's Hospital also offers a list of support services, hosting trainings for schools and assisting gender dysphoric children in their attempt to legally change their name. The hospital even hosts a play group for those ages 2 through 9. The group is supposed to be a brave space that affirms transgender, non-binary, and gender-expansive youth. Chris Rufo recently revealed that the Children's Hospital had worked alongside local school districts to embed gender theory and pro-transgender beliefs in local schools. Lurie Children's Hospital has provided materials to school leaders promoting radical gender theory, trans activism, and sexually explicit materials in at least 4 Chicago-area public school systems, Rufo reported. The Ta'ani Foundation has also given $1 million to Howard Brown Health, an organization that offers transgender and non-binary health services, including hormone therapy and gender-affirming surgery navigation. The grant was intended to support the expansion of LGBTQ+ affirming healthcare. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.